All right, 3:35. Welcome back to it. Patty off on vacation this week. Will Nault in with us. We have Matthew Barnaby joining us in studio at 4:30, and Chris Johnston from Boston at 5, setting up the Hurricanes and the Bruins. Right now, to the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino guest hotline, where you can enjoy live music every Friday and Saturday at the Stage Bar. Visit greyeagleresortandcasino.ca. Nick Ledgerwood, captain of Cavalry FC, on the line. 2-0 start. You got to be happy, Nick, with the early returns for your CPL career.
Yeah, we've been extremely happy the first two matches. I think we couldn't have asked for a better start.
What's this been like? You're a guy that has played internationally for our country 50 times. You spent a ton of time in Germany, but to be able to get paid to play pro soccer in Canada, this is unique. And I know last year with Foothills, that was kind of, okay, you could see what this year may be, but now it's here. This is the CPL has launched.
Yeah, I think it kind of caught a lot of people by surprise. And I think, the expectations that people had of the CPL, all those expectations have been met. And I think it exceeded the expectations on a lot of levels. So it's nice to just be back home and playing in front of friends and family in proper stadiums and with our own domestic league now.
Yeah, pretty cool. Compare and contrast the first two games. I was there for both, and boy, you guys, it looked like you'd put the legs of York 9 in some sort of a bear trap. They didn't have a shot attempt in the first half of that game. Then the snow comes, you score a pair, they get one late, but it really didn't quite feel as threatening as last night's really physical game against Valor. They actually impressed me a fair amount.
Yeah, actually, Valor impressed me quite a bit. They matched up quite well against us. And, I think it just shows that how competitive this league is going to be. Everybody, by the look of things can maybe beat anybody else in the league or at least take points off them. So I think it'll be a very entertaining season with everybody competing for the top spot.
What's the atmosphere been like as a player? Because you've been overseas and seen some, pretty incredible heights, never mind the international play, going into the tropics with Team Canada, having to play in front of frenzied fans. But for Calgary, I've been pretty impressed.
Yeah, same. Definitely been impressed with the time that it took for them to put up the stadium. I mean, it almost seemed like, within a week, the stadium was up. Obviously, they still have some little stuff to get done for the next home game. I think the roof will be up by then and all the sides and boards and everything will be put in place. But, I'm super excited to be, an ambassador of this league and for Calgary and help build this landscape of soccer here in Canada.
Yeah, it seems like an important developmental step that wasn't there prior. Take us back to, you're growing up in Lethbridge and clearly a really good soccer player, but at what point did you sort of look at the lay of the land and say, well, if I'm ever going to make a living, I got to leave Canada?
Yeah, I mean, I think I first realized that was the only solution when I traveled over to Germany with the under-15 Canadian team. And we had a couple games over there and, all the boys on the team could hold their own. But that was the first real sights that I saw. There's professional training camps. The clubs and the youth systems were all organized. Everything was professional. Stadiums were built all over the place. And then you come back to Canada and there's not even our own domestic league. We don't have anything like that. There's no youth structure. Nothing was set in place. So I think at that time it was, in my head that if I wanted to pursue soccer as a career, I needed to get overseas. And, I was lucky enough at the age of 17 that I had some trials with Bayern Munich, Mönchengladbach, and 1860 Munich. And they were all part of the Bundesliga at the time. And 1860 Munich was the team that offered me a contract. And that's kind of how I just stuck over there then.
It's incredible stuff. So as a teenager, you have to leave Canada, but it's not necessarily a bad thing because you're playing in one of the best leagues in the world. What was the high point for you? Was there a match? Was there Champions League? Was it, being in the middle of a title run? Or what was it?
I think I'll always remember my professional debut, and we were playing in the Allianz Arena. So it's Bayern Munich's home stadium, but at the time, 1860 Munich shared the stadium with them, and it was a brand new arena, held 65,000 people, and I was 21 at the time, making my professional debut, and so I think that game I'll always remember and. you know, I think it was a huge part of my career because that was the first time you have that professional game. So I'll always remember that. And then the one with the national team as well, 21 at the time as well, played against Iceland in Iceland, and we tied 1-1. So I think wow, debuts kind of just stick in your mind a little longer than any other games.
What's your role with this group? I don't want to say you're old, but you're certainly an elder statesman, and you've played on some big scenes and at incredibly high levels, as you've just alluded to. But what's your role with this group? You've got some young domestics, and you've also got, you know, a nice sprinkling of really skilled internationals. I thought Escalante was excellent last night. Jordan Brown is really good on Saturday.
Both of them are going to be key for us throughout the whole season, and I think both of them are very, very creative, dynamic players that can create something out of nothing. As far as my role on the team, like you said, I'm a little bit older than everybody else, but I definitely still have the legs to compete with them. So I think I just, you know, try and raise the standard of professionalism within the club and start building a winning culture and, help the guys that haven't been in a professional atmosphere just to show them what it takes to be a professional and what professionalism is all about.
When did your relationship start with Tommy? Because I know you played, obviously, last year with that championship PDL side with Foothills, but, that obviously had a lot to do with this year. But when did you guys first connect?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. When I moved from Lethbridge to Calgary to play with the Calgary Storm in the A-League, that's where I met Tommy. He was a player at the time, and he's 6 years older than me. So I was 16, he was 22, and he had come, that was his first year coming over from England, playing for the Calgary Storm. And then we just kind of connected as players, and a year after is when I went to Germany. But we kept in touch, you know, on and off over the course of my career. And, you know, his career obviously changed into a coach and the TD of Foothills, and him building up the Foothills to what it was, a PDL championship team. And we always just kept in touch. And when the CPL kind of came to, you know, the talks of, you know, bringing back professional soccer to Calgary, Tommy reached out to me and, you know, we had some great talks about almost coming full circle and, you know, ending things back in Calgary for my career.
Pretty impressive stuff. Congrats on a great start, 2-0 atop the table. We'll wish you well. It's a busy stretch coming up. I think starting on Sunday, where you'll be on CBC, it's 4 games in 11 days, including your first two Canadian Championship clubs matches. So we'll wish you well on that, and keep it rolling.
Thank you very much. We will. Thanks again.